It is a Good Morning Show on WPGC 95.5, and we're talking to somebody this morning, again, about financial preparedness, especially right now. It is Financial Literacy Month. Michelle Hammonds, Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education, is joining us today.
Yes, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. So now that tax season is over, what are the key things that people should keep in mind when they're filing and preparing for their taxes next year?
Get started now. Think about what you're going to be doing in your financial life and making sure that you keep track of it. If you have deductions, if you have charitable contributions, those are all things that you should be thinking about.
Yes. What's a way that you can give, I guess, as a tip for people that may not be as organized? You know, like for me personally, I love binders. I love folders. I like having a hard copy of things, and I keep a folder. So anytime I have any type of contribution or a tax deductible or anything, I'll just throw it in there with the year marked on it. But some people don't really, I guess they don't know how to stay on top of their things. Do you have any tips for people to just track everything that they're doing?
So a great trip. Everybody seems to have it. A cell phone.
Okay.
Keep it in your notes. You can use the analog method where you just type it out. Or there are some apps out there that can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of uncertainty out here about some of the financial institutions and everything. People kind of worry about their money in the bank. How could you, help people to get a better idea of what's really going on in the world?
So the great thing about regulation and financial institutions is there are regulators responsible for making sure that these financial institutions do the things that they're supposed to do.
Okay.
So our agency, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, is a regulator for local chartered financial institutions. Now, separately, you have at the federal level many organizations such as the FDIC, Federal Insurance Deposit Corporation, the National Credit Union Association. These are organizations designed to make sure that financial institutions are following the rules that they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And when an institution does not follow the rules, one of these institutions will step in. And so that's how we know that safety and security is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
People found out about the FDIC for real during the housing collapse and stuff.
Ooh,
back in 08,
I remember
09.
That. Oh, man.
Realize how important that was.
Yes. Do you have upcoming events that help people with financial literacy and just being able to maintain their financial lives better?
Absolutely. During the month of Financial Literacy Month, we have a host of events that we're holding. That information can easily be found on our website, disb.dc.gov/FLM.
All right, Michelle Hammonds, Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education. She's got years of experience in the finance industry and banking, and also was a youth empowerment program manager at Operation Hope. So she's got all kinds of experience joining us today on the Good Morning Show. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.